introduction to the Cherubim Hymn by Tchaikovsky. We're going to be inviting, calling the angels into our homes to bless our homes for another year. And some people have asked, can we make this an annual event, an annual ceremony? Yes, of course, we can. And the Cherubim is a choir of angels. There are choirs of angels that only glorify God. That's all they do. What must be running through them to remain in that state for all of us to join in for any moment or time that we might? Then we're resonating with the Cherubim. When we're in a state of gratitude, acknowledgement, wonder, beauty, then the glorification, awareness of God's presence in everything and everyone, then we're joining in, our hearts are resonating with this extremely beautiful hymn. It's the one that Tchaikovsky brought to us from the realm of the Cherubim. How fortunate. I was talking to Jivanjali the other day, and she was saying that a woman that she knew told her that the great masters, the great composers, were ascended masters who came to the earth to give us this music. And Jivanjali did a little study and found that there was about a 200-year passage of these great, great composers. And then Jivanjali was saying, well, and perhaps, you know, composing through the heart is how Beethoven could compose. He knew all of the mathematics. He knew all of the harmonics when he could not hear. And this sound, this composition of the Cherubim, I can see it is resonating throughout the universes, throughout, always, in every molecule, in every galaxy. There is a resonance of this sound. It's the sound of glorification, recognition of the nature of all things, the creator, the origin. I was fortunate as a child to every Sunday go to the Russian Orthodox Church and listen to the a cappella choir, which means no instruments are added, no musical instruments, only human voices. And I do believe deep within my heart that this was the spark that lit the fire of the spiritual journey for Shantimai. And therefore I have been instructed from my heart to offer this meditation to you. Tchaikovsky brought it to us so that we can hear what that glorification is. And it will imbue our heart and raise our frequency just to listen. For the meditation, I would say before you even go into the meditation on the recording, to light a candle, to be receptive to this glorification, maybe some incense, put some offerings of a sweet water, a flower on your altar. And be still and breathe the yogic breath. At the beginning of the meditation, there is a full minute of silence. And then a Tibetan bowl is struck. Tibetan bowl will remind us to be receptivity and breathe the yogic breath that calms our heart and brings us to stillness, relax deeply. It's a 10-minute meditation. Prepare yourself. And in your heart, see the realm of the cherubim glorifying God. I will not say anything in the meditation. The bowl will be struck. And I will say nothing that ends the meditation. It's simply silence, the striking of the bowl, silence, the choir singing, the glorification of God, our gift from Tchaikovsky and the angels. And you can sit as long as you like. And you can have this meditation as often as you wish.